Some people laugh because they think it can't be true. And other people don't laugh, they make it do. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Some people laugh because they think it isn't true. And other people laugh and they make it do. Now, this morning we spoke about the idea of a family that has a child who is imperfect in some way. We don't need to say anything more than imperfect. But it's just without an arm or leg, with some illness or something like that, you know. And so I was telling everyone that if you will make your positive statement, put a new cause in motion, that this condition can be seen in a new light. Now, I don't want to use the word changed because we're not changing anything. All of life is an appearance. All of life is an illusion. And we see these illusions and we think that they're real. Now, today, and these illusions, we have the tendency to think are real. Now, Sylvia walked out of the house and disappeared. And she was never more seen until 10 minutes later when she walked back in the house. And we thought, Sylvia's gone, Sylvia's gone, where's Sylvia? She's gone, you know. And to all extent and purposes, she could be gone. She could be gone forever. She could be off to the moon. She could have jumped on her rocket ship and scooted away. But she merely walked outside. She was not in our vision. And then she came back. Now, people say, where'd Sylvia go? I don't know. I don't know. What's Sylvia doing? I don't know. Well, why isn't she here? I don't know. Well, why did she leave the house without telling someone what she was going to do? I don't know. You know? Now, do you always tell everybody when you leave the house and you, well, for instance, when you go to the bathroom, you always tell somebody you're going to the bathroom. You always tell somebody when you're going to do something that takes you out of their presence. Not necessarily. Sylvia, when she hears a noise outside, she goes outside to take a look. Well, it might have been a UFO dropping down and taking her for a flight, you know. But you see, she's not here. She's dead. She's gone. She's forever, you know, lost. And all she is just walk around the corner. But we make a big fuss out of it because we make an illusion out of it. And we make our illusions into something that's very real, something that's very definite, something that's very positive. And it isn't. It isn't positive. Where were you, Sylvia? Where did you go? What did you do? How many times did you sit down? And how many times did you stand up? How many steps did you take, you know? Well, you know, once you see her again, you don't care. You don't ask where she went and what she did. It's just okay. Now, I'm trying to point this out in as irascible a way as I can and stupid a way as I can to show you how these illusions are in our life and how unreasonable they are. We want to think things are real, which are just an illusion, which are just an appearance, and they change. They change every moment. So, let's just say a family has a child born into the family who has a handicap. And the handicap has a couple of big problems with it. Now, the big problem that comes with the handicap, and which is not an unkind problem, but it's a big problem that comes with it, is when the doctor says, your child has a handicap. Your child will not be able to ever do this or that because it has a handicap. Your child has a handicap. Your child has a handicap. Well, the doctor knows what he's talking about. And the doctor is going by the illusion, he's going by the appearance, and he's seeing that your child has a handicap. But did the doctor plan on you walking out the door and meeting Jesus there, and Jesus saying, "Oh, you're whole and perfect," and then the child is whole and perfect? Oh, well, Jesus could do things like that, but, you know, that's not an everyday sort of thing. Well, it is an everyday sort of thing. It is magical time. And we just have to take the opinion of somebody else, like a doctor, or like some observer, like a papa who looks at his child who has a handicap and says, "My child has a handicap." We have to take those people and have them look again. Have them look beyond the illusion of the handicap to the illusion of wholeness and perfection, to the original purity and integrity, which is what the design is for every being. Now, where it went wrong, why the genes or chromosomes got mixed up, or why something happened that we say shouldn't have happened, that's not important. What is important is we get back on track. We get back on the proper direction to say all is in divine order. All is in divine order. Now, is all in divine order for the child to be handicapped? Sure. Is all in divine order for the child not to be handicapped? Sure. Either way, it's perfectly okay. Now, which road do you want to play? Which parallel universe do you want to live on, you know? Really, which parallel universe do you want to live on? You believe there's a parallel universe out there? All right, well then, which parallel universe do you want to live on? That too is not very readily seen. That too is an illusion, an appearance that we don't always know about. But that's the truth. Now, can we have this apparent handicapped child show forth its wholeness and its perfection? And yes. But how do you do it? You stop saying the child is handicapped. You stop saying that the child has a problem. You start saying the child is whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of the child is whole and perfect. That child is a magnificent specimen of a human being. That child is fantastic. Fantastic. Isn't it interesting? There's a woman who has an, I'm not saying the word right, how many when you got eight kids?
Octuplets.
Octuplets? Octuplets. Yeah, when you have eight kids. Well, this woman has about six kids already. And she went in and they didn't give any details on her. They didn't say she was married or anything. But she got pregnant and they knew she was having a number of children. And then all of a sudden, they didn't realize that she was going to have, they thought she was having seven. And then they had to deliver the eighth by cesarean. But they were real surprised. That just happened last week. They were real surprised. And, And this is the second set of octoplex in the United States. But it's quite amazing and quite remarkable. But what charmed me was that this woman had sperm
fertilization
and that sort of stuff, you know, and that they knew she was going to have a lot of children. And they knew this in early stages. And if they continued giving her certain medication, it might cause those children to be even more. And when they must have been doing some interesting research, but they were seeing that these little buds were budding up and these little children were coming into fruition. The eggs were, you know, working out there and doing great things. And they were saying that, the doctor says, "Well, I'm not going to tell someone to abort a baby just because they're having too many. You know, who knows what too many are, you know?" And so here this is going on like that. Now, that they could know all those things that they could know what's going on, how these eggs are budding and things like that. This is fantastic. This is magnificent. This is knowledge that only a few years ago we would never have dreamed of knowing, much less having the experience, you know, of creating them to be. So it won't be long, and it's too long, and it won't be long, that we will come to the realization that thoughts are things. And every thought we speak our word for, or think our thought about, we bring into our life. Now, what do you want in your life? If you're going to have a child, do you want a perfect child? Well, then think a perfect child. Think a beautiful child that you're going to have. Do you want to have a successful work? Then think successful work. You want to think a successful life or a happy life? Then think these things. This is coming into its own. It's been taught hundreds of years, but it's coming into its own now, and science is pointing more definitely to it. And we are learning, as I've jokingly said about the parallel universes, that it's not a joke. Those things are really out there happening, and we are becoming aware of them. Now, you have a child who is a little imperfect, and so you start saying, my child is whole and perfect, and you say it and you say it and you think it and you live it, and you won't allow anybody in your world to see them differently. My child's whole and perfect, my child's fantastic. And everywhere you'll put your child into that focus of being perfect, and you will have that result. Now, isn't that a joke?
I know.
But it does demand a great deal of attention on which direction you want to go. The appearance over here of the child being less than perfect, or the appearance over here of the child being perfect. Now, what kind of children do you have in your life, in your family? Perfect? Magnificent? In every way? Then keep that as your only thought. And if anyone comes along and says, your child did something bad, no way. That cannot even come into your consciousness, because you cannot ever conceive of your child being less than perfect as you create them. And then they say, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. And you say, all right, let's go take a look at it. And you take a look at it and you find out they were really not involved. That really was not. That was an illusion. And you didn't accept it, and it wasn't and never could be or would be the truth for you. But this is how we use thoughts or things. This is how we use our mind awareness. I don't want to say mind power, but our mind awareness. Because whatever we can think, Ellen, whatever we can dream about, we can think,
we experience.
It already exists someplace.
Yes.
See, it already exists someplace. If we can think it, it already exists. So we think the perfect child. We think the happy home. We think the harmonious world. We think peace on earth. It already exists. Now, let us empower it with our thought, our every moment thought, and let's enjoy it. Kind of fun, isn't it?
Yes.
Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you. Thank you.